WXEO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Attorney General Pam Bondi tells Congress federal efforts in major cities have led to hundreds of arrests and recovery of hundreds of illegal guns.
Our federal surges in Washington, D.C. and Memphis are a perfect example of how the Department of Justice should operate.
The CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is covering the prolonged government shutdown.
Both sides remain very entrenched in their positions as they have for a week now.
The furloughed workers usually get back pay when a shutdown is settled. A memo suggests federal officials are looking for ways around that. The shutdown has led to thousands of flight delays. This flyer expressing some frustration in Denver.
I left Nebraska, came here, and as I was waiting, my husband in California informed me that there were no air traffic controllers in Burbank, California until 10 o'clock tonight.
Controllers working without pay right now. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The village of Crone and Wetter has a new village administrator. According to a statement, Shawano County Administrative Coordinator James Davle accepted an offer last week to take on the village administrator role. Davle served in the Shawano County administrative role since 2021. Previously, Davle served as the county's emergency management coordinator for 3 years and for 30 years in the U.S. Army. The National Alliance on Mental Illness Northwoods is hosting the Healing Minds Art Show this week. Starting on Thursday at 2202 Grand Avenue in Wausau, the organization is hosting community art projects and exhibits. Food trucks will be available and the event is free to attend. The event is from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and runs from Thursday to Saturday, which will feature a book signing with Cody Green, the author of Minds Over Meetings, A Personal Perspective on Wellness in the Workplace. He is a mental health advocate, motivational speaker, and content creator, and serves as vice president of the board of directors of NAMI Wisconsin. The Marathon County Humane Society is holding two low-cost vaccination clinics in October. On Saturday, veterinarian Dr. Jennifer Prince from the Wausau Mobile Pet Hospital will provide and administer vaccines for cats and dogs, including rabies vaccines. Dog owners will also be able to have their furry friends vaccinated against Lyme disease, leptospirosis, and kennel cough. Appointments are required and can be made by calling 715-573-8680. Payment in cash only. For information on prices, visit catsanddogs.org under the Events tab. Another clinic will be held on October 21st. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Brewers roll past the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-3 victory over the Cubs in their best of five playoff series. The Cubs have now lost two in a row. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, in the first two games, we have just not, you know, produced enough pressure on them. And it's, you know, that's going to add up to a lot of zeros.
Game three tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock at Wrigley Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked if Quinn Priester will be on the mound.
Do you know what your plans are for game three starting pitcher?
Game three will be Priester.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Heat 103-93 in preseason play. The Packers held practice and wide receiver Christian Watson out there since that ACL injury last January. Does it feel good to be back?
100%. I got to knock a little bit of rust off. Obviously, it's been a while since I've been able to, you know, go out there and play football, but from just, you know, confidence and just running and everything, it felt really good.
That's Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine, a few clouds going into your Tuesday afternoon with northwest winds turning breezy, highs in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, freeze warning goes into effect. Clear skies and widespread frost expected as lows drop into the lower 30s. It's 53 at our studios.
On Saturday, the Wausau East High School football team plays host to Lakeland in a Great Northern Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 11:35 a.m. and the kickoff set for 12 noon on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau East Football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Compass Properties, Grand Avenue Artifactory, Sun Printing, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Lopnose, The Mill Yard, Northland Painting, Callan Street Pub, Rocket Industrial, and the Cloverbelt Credit Union. It's Wausau East hosting Lakeland in high school football Saturday, live from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 11:35 a.m., kickoff at noon on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Pat Kreitlow. On Wednesday, Chuck Collins from Patriotic Millionaires on his new book about how concentrated wealth and power are ruining our lives and our planet.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the morning to you. It's a beautiful Tuesday here in Portland. I don't know, you know, how and what it is where you live, but a lot to talk about today. An awful lot to talk about today. Pam Bondi's coming, Christy Noem is coming to town. Hide your dogs. Is ICE today's Klan? Some of my thoughts on Trump invoking the Insurrection Act and why I'm keeping an eye on Ted Cruz, and will the FAA end the shutdown? It's already starting to look that way. Also, Trump's strange take on getting into heaven. A bunch of strange stuff. Trump and his cult followers continue to declare hate and war against half of America. The Republicans should impeach him, but they're cowards. I believe we'll get into that in the second hour. After refusing to hand over voter registration data to the Trump regime, a South Carolina judge's home exploded. Was this politically motivated arson? We're not sure yet, but it sure is looking weird. In the third hour of our program, South Carolina wants to kill women who get abortions again. This is their pro-life position. Literally, they want to execute them. And will Trump pardon Ghislaine Maxwell and get away with it? Interesting question. I mean, you know, we're starting to get some early answers to that. But my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, "Is ICE Today's Klan?" And, you know, this idea of having law enforcement officials whose identity is concealed is not new in the United States. In the 1870s and 80s, during Reconstruction, when the Klan did its first, you know, real big, hey, here we are. And then in the 1920s, when they rebooted, historians refer to it as the second Klan. There was a major revival. And in both cases, in multiple states, the two states that were literally taken over, like from the governor's mansion down, taken over by the Klan, during those, the first in the 1880s was Oregon, and in the 1920s was Indiana. The Klan members were actually deputized as police officers. And now, not just in those two states, but also in other states around the country, particularly in the old Confederate states. And what they were doing was, you know, just going on the attack. They were enforcing the prohibition rules against drinking, mostly black speakeasies. And they were enforcing the anti-integration or the segregation laws or apartheid here in the United States that lasted right up until the 1960s legally. And, you know, arguably in many ways continues to this day. ICE, you know, and the whole reason why some of these Klan members actually, you know, with a badge on were wearing their hoods. And the reason why was so that they wouldn't be held accountable. It's just very simple. You wear a mask because what you're doing is wrong. You know it's wrong. And you do not want to be held accountable for the crimes you commit. We've had two people shot in Chicago so far. right? One of them is dead. Two people shot by ICE. We'll probably never know who fired the gun because ICE isn't telling anybody in violation of the law. And these guys, you know, there's no way to know their identities because they're so masked up. This is just, you know, fundamentally wrong. And, there are 19 states that have passed laws forbidding people from wearing masks. I'm not talking about the couple states who tried to do this during COVID. I'm talking about most of these laws were either passed in the 1880s or in the 1950s, two periods of time when there were major pushbacks against the Klan here in the United States and, you know, at the state level across the country. And, you know, California, for example, has an 1872 ordinance that outlaws, quote, masks, false whiskers, or any personal disguise, whether complete or partial, when invading or escaping discovery, recognition, or identification, the commission of any public offense. And we talked yesterday about how, under California state law, what ICE is doing without having judicial warrants. They don't have warrants signed by judges per the Fourth Amendment. And so, you know, what they're doing, like, for example, when they attacked that office building in Chicago, the apartment building in Chicago, is kidnapping and assault and violence against property, you know, vandalism. So under all of these state laws, these 19 state laws, or under most of them anyway, individual ICE members could be prosecuted for breaking the law. For breaking the law while wearing a mask. The most recent is California's No Secret Police Act. Scott Wiener, who was the principal author of this, said, as this authoritarian regime seeks to demolish our constitutional rights and engages in a straight-up terror campaign, California is meeting the Trump administration's secret police tactics with strength and defiance. He says no one wants masked officers roaming their communities and kidnapping people with impunity. And he says California will continue to stand up for the rule of law and for basic freedoms. So far, Gavin Newsom has chosen not to enforce the law. He's letting ICE agents in California get away with the crime, the state crime that they are now committing. None of them have been arrested. None of them have been charged with a crime. And they're continuing to do their Kavanaugh raids. You know, it was Brett Kavanaugh who wrote the opinion in the shadow docket ruling that said that ICE can use racial profiling to go after people. And, you know, like I said, in Chicago, they've already shot two people, killing one. So the question isn't whether ICE agents share the Klan's ideology. I'm sure some do. In fact, I suspect many do. I mean, their recruiting kind of leans in that direction, shall we say. But the question is instead whether our government has once again created a Klan-like system in which anonymous armed men can break into your home, detain you, abuse you, without ever being individually answerable under the law. The hood and the mask have always symbolized essentially the same thing in America. They mean that right-wing thugs can do whatever they want and walk away untouched, no matter how heinous their crimes. We're told that if we have nothing to hide, we have nothing to fear. But when armed officers of the law, of the government, hide their identities from the people they claim to serve, they're telling us exactly what to fear. History has already written the first draft of this story once before. We'd be fools to let it play out again. It's time to start holding ICE accountable to the law. Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Stick around. It's 13 and a half minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
My thoughts on the Insurrection Act and interesting stuff on Ted Cruz. Stick around. We'll be right back. Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Tom.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Matner. You're a coffee drinker.
I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning for most of my career. Yeah. You need coffee. Or a slap across the face or something. How much coffee do you drink a day? How many cups
not
of coffee?
Not as much as you might think. Maybe 2 16-ounce cups, more or less. Maybe not quite that much some days.
Zahmer, is that true?
I mean, from what I can verify, I don't know what he drinks in the privacy of his own home.
No right. One knows.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I knew that we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age, but what I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years plus older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. Field of Greens certainly makes me feel great. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging, and I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, veggie, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Before dawn, in the cold of the gray, black masks in the mist, and the children pray. They knock on the doors where the weary hearts hide, and the wind carries whispers of those who have cried. They say it's the law, but whose law? They hide behind plans. If justice is blind, then who leads her hand? His eyes today's claim.
I think ICE is today's claim. So yesterday, a federal judge did not immediately block Donald Trump sending the California or Texas National Guard here to Portland. And so, you know, they're on their way. In fact, I understand Kristi Noem is going to show up here. You know, hide your dogs, hide your cats sometime today. Trump said he's considering invoking the Insurrection Act of 1803. And when the only real insurrection was January 6th. I mean, it was an insurrection that he led. The hypocrisy of this guy who led an insurrection against the United States of America and then was, you know, impeached for it, claiming that, you know, because you've got 25 people down in front of the ICE building here in Portland Lane, flowers on the street, that we've got a friggin' insurrection going on, and the head of DHS is coming today to see how the city's on fire. It's not. I mean, the biggest thing that's planned right now is a naked bike ride in protest of ICE. And it's just the way, this is just the peak of hypocrisy. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens today when Kristi Noem comes to town. I am hoping that my fellow Portlanders, you know, keep it calm, as they by and large have so far. We'll see. Meanwhile, keep an eye on Ted Cruz. This is interesting. Ted Cruz has all but announced that he's running for president in 2028. I mean, here we are, you know, 2.5 years, about 2 years before the primaries begin, but maybe a year and a half before the primaries begin. But, you know, he's out there and he's making all the noises, and he's making the noises that he's basically like, I'm the actual conservative. In other words, he's taking on MAGA. MAGA is, you know, this reactionary group, this let's get revenge group, this let's end democracy group. And then you've got the, you know, the old-fashioned conservatives saying, well, no, we're okay with democracy. We like to rig the system when we can. We'll purge people from voting rolls and stuff like that. But, you know, we don't want to overtly end democracy in America. So Cruz is coming out saying this stuff. He's been doing it for a couple of days. And there were even jokes about it today when he was questioning Pam Bondi, him and Senator Kennedy joking about it. And Trump is going to do one of two things. Trump is either going to get pissed off because he himself intends to stand for election in 2028, assuming that we still have elections. But, you know, also assuming that they'll be heavily rigged. So Trump himself wants to stand for election in 2028. If he seriously intends to do that, then he's going to shut down Ted Cruz. On the other hand, if Ted Cruz seriously wants to be president and he's willing to challenge Trump, he's going to challenge Trump. And so we might be seeing the first kind of cracking open of what's going on here, in the battle between this reactionary MAGA group, this fascist MAGA group, and the Republicans who've kind of gone along to get along because they're afraid of Trump and they're afraid of all the money he's got and all the money he controls and all, you know, the ways that he can damage them. But they're ultimately not really comfortable with this. They would really rather not have America, you know, turn into a fascist nation. So, and I'm not necessarily speaking for or about Ted Cruz, but it's, you know, he's making noises like that. So we'll see. But Trump, you know, has come right out and said, you know, that he's open. He says, you look at what's happened in Portland over the years. It's a burning hellhole. And Stephen Miller says that the administration has been contending with a legal insurrection and that judges' rulings stifling the will of the Trump administration is, quote, an insurrection against the laws and Constitution of the United States. This at the same time that the judge who refused to turn over the election files to Washington, D.C., to Donald Trump, her house exploded yesterday. And finally, you know, along these same lines of, you know, what's happening in the Republican Party, this is Marge Green. Marjorie Taylor Greene posted yesterday on X, and I quote, "I'm carving my own lane, and I'm absolutely disgusted that health insurance premiums will double if the tax credits expire this year." Say what? Now, that's what the Democrats are saying. This is why they won't go along with this continuing resolution. So is the MAGA beginning to crack? Is the GOP starting to fracture? Marge Green goes on. She says, "Also, I think health insurance and all insurance is a scam, just to be clear, but not a single Republican in leadership talked to us about this or has given us a plan to help Americans deal with their health insurance premiums doubling." So here you've got now Ted Cruz in a soft revolt, as it were, and Marjorie Taylor Greene in an open revolt. You've got Thomas Massie and Marjorie Taylor Greene and one other, Nancy Mace, saying that they're going to support the release of the Epstein files, this discharge petition. And, of course, Mike Johnson is refusing to swear in Adelita Grijalva, because she will be the 218th vote, which will force this thing to the floor, where there will be a vote on the discharge, but you know, this on this discharge petition, there'll be a vote on whether or not Congress gets to see the Epstein files. And so Mike Johnson is doing everything he can to bury this stuff. Pam Bondi, same thing this morning. She was asked about it in these hearings in the Senate. "I won't answer. Not going to talk to you, Senator."
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Is the GOP cracking? Is that what we're seeing? Or are these just kind of little bits around the edges? We'll be right back. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of Zyppa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes. And then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is, I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So Zyppa, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that Zyppa is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat, where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way, it won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's zyppah.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to zyppah.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin farmers and tariffs. He's the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Darren Von Ruden will join us. I hope you can too.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The Wausau Ethics Board will move forward with their investigation into a complaint against Mayor Doug Dinney. The complaint was filed in January and claimed Dinney's removal of an absentee ballot box last year from City Hall violated the City Ethics Code. At a meeting last week, the board rejected requests to postpone the hearing again. The hearing is scheduled for this Friday, over a year since Dinney moved the drop box. Board Chair Calvin Dexter said one witness, who was subpoenaed to appear at the Friday hearing, requested to be excused from the hearing because they have plans for the holiday weekend.
I'm not very open to the idea that we should have another delay here. You know, I think it's time to get this thing dealt with.
Dexter says the witness claims they were not given sufficient notice of the hearing.
I mean, that's not to say we couldn't or shouldn't have gotten the new subpoenas out earlier, but I don't think there was any great surprise here to anyone.
Special Counsel Eric Larson confirmed that the mayor's attorney and an attorney who represents city employees scheduled depositions for City Attorney Ann Jacobson and City Clerk Caitlin Bernardi regarding the complaint. Dexter confirmed they still wanted the depositions.
The board appreciates those attorneys proceeding in good faith to accomplish the depositions at long last.
Both Jacobson and Bernardi had previously refused to sit for depositions due to an ongoing criminal investigation into the ballot box removal by the Wisconsin Department of Justice. The depositions were scheduled for yesterday. The board also confirmed the list and order of witnesses that will appear on Friday, including Wausau Police Chief Matt Barnes and City Council President Lisa Rasmussen. The board also plans to deliberate in a closed session on October 15th at 4:30 p.m. before reconvening in an open session to discuss their next steps. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine, a few clouds going into your Tuesday afternoon with northwest winds turning breezy. Highs in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, freeze warning goes into effect. Clear skies and widespread frost expected as lows drop into the lower 30s. Right now, it's 55.
This week, it's homecoming at Wausau West, and the Warriors football team will look for a gridiron victory over Eau Claire Memorial. Hear all the action live from the Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 p.m. and the opening kickoff at 7 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Featherstone Cabinetry, the Wausau West Gridiron Club, K5 Construction, Rocket Industrial, and the Clover Belt Credit Union. It's Wausau West football against Eau Claire Memorial, Friday, live from the Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, comedian Jim Flanagan joins to talk a Wisconsin date. Then a mystery guest drops by. Let's light it up Tuesday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
So much for all of your support.
Did you
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Christine Norm DeVille.
Christine Norm DeVille.
If she rolls into town,
I'll be real.
She's smiling wide, but we've all heard the tale of puppies and goats who did not fare well. Now she's coming to Portland, oh what a thrill. Hide all your doodles and keep them still. She'll say howdy y'all with a political twill. But we know that Glenn,
it's Christine Norm DeVille.
Like a jazz band ghosting through Capitol Hill. She says she's tough, don't test my will. But mercy's not high on her policy bill. So Portland folks, take this warning still. Don't pet that smile. Call Christine Norm DeVille.
Calling on Christine Norm
DeVille.
35 minutes past the hour. So the last government shutdown lasted 39 days, as I recall. Maybe it was 35 days, one or the other. And it was brought to an end because a number of control towers just basically shut down. Air traffic controllers were not getting paid. They couldn't make their mortgage payments. A lot of people, you know, I mean, these are not, you know, super high paid jobs. And a lot of these people, you know, they're living paycheck to paycheck. And so they just started calling in sick. And, you know, they're forbidden by law from striking. I mean, you know, Reagan took care of that back in 1981 when he destroyed the Air Traffic Controllers Union, PATCO, the Professional Air Traffic Controllers Organization. They've been replaced by a new kind of Republican acceptable union. But, you know, still. And it's starting again. The Burbank Airport, the Hollywood Burbank Airport, was shut down yesterday. The pilots pilot gets in his plane. I mean, there's this article on CNN. It starts out with this story about this guy who's, you know, gets in his plane, fires it up, turns on the radio and says, hey, control tower, I want, you know. And he gets this recorded message back that says the tower is closed due to staffing. And this is, you know, what's happening. In fact, from CNN, 12 FAA facilities saw staffing shortages Monday night, last night. The control towers in Burbank, Phoenix, and Denver had so-called staffing triggers. In other words, their staffing got down to the point where they had to start slowing down aircraft traffic, airplane traffic, you know, producing delays across the system because they just didn't have enough controllers to deal with the airplanes. In Newark, New Jersey, Jacksonville, Florida, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Indianapolis, they were also short-staffed, although they didn't have to yet trigger these kinds of actions. The number of controllers calling out sick has increased since the start of the shutdown, according to former reality TV show Sean Duffy, who is now our transportation secretary. Yeah, the shutdown from December 2018 to January 2019 was 35 days long, and it ended when 10 air traffic controllers just said, that's it. That's all it took. And, it was that, and also the TSA guys were calling in sick, and so you were getting these really, really long lines at security. And I'm guessing we're going to see that, too. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is talking about getting into heaven? I mean, seriously? Really? Getting into heaven? This is kind of a wild story, frankly. He says, there's no reason to be good except to get into heaven. He says, this is his exact quote. He said, you know, there's no reason to be good. I want to be good because you want to prove to God that you're good, so you go that next step, right? So that's very important to me. I think it's really very important. You know, he's been hanging out lately. Particularly during the campaign, with these right-wing Christian pastors who have apparently convinced him that heaven and hell are real. And he's starting to worry. He knows he's lived a life of, you know, violations of the Ten Commandments, shall we say, at the very least. And so he says, you know, last year I came millimeters from death when that bullet pierced through my skin. Oh, this was an email, fundraising email, but basically he says, you know, he wants to get into heaven. I think that, you know, this is a demonstration of Donald Trump's absolutely transactional approach to everything. He thinks he can cut a deal with God, or at least the God that he's imagining. And that somehow he can just talk God into this the same way he thinks he can talk the Nobel Committee in Norway. You know, a couple of weeks ago he called the Prime Minister of Norway to try and talk him into having a good word with the Nobel Committee to give him the Nobel Peace Prize. He thinks he can pull this off with God. I mean, this is how seriously dysfunctional this guy is on the one hand, and also how serious he's thinking about the fact that he's not going to live that much longer, apparently. I mean, look at the what looks like an infusion bruise in the back of his hand that seems to correspond to the 24th of every month when he just goes dark for a day or two. You know, what's with all this stuff? And how sick is he, really? Inquiring minds want to know. So what's on your mind today? Speaking of minds, Jared in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Jared, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just wanted to, along the lines of yesterday and today's topic, interject into the national dialogue. You know, you said we should be encouraging that local elected officials and law enforcement hold ICE and possibly even the military accountable. We definitely should do that, and we should also encourage that they, everybody, you know, film at all times, so we have, evidence.
Documentary record.
And then, yeah, documentary record, and then when we see a crime, especially when there's masked agents, that, you know, law enforcement take up charges and include conspiracy.
Yeah.
Because conspiracy to, you know, cover up a crime is a crime in itself. So then the superior officers and whatnot would be also dragged into a court case that would, you know, quiet down some of this illegal activity.
Yeah, in theory, anyway. The question is, would they take the defeat and go away, or would they double down and try to start a civil war? I think they'll do the latter. I think Trump wants a civil war. He wants Americans killing each other, in my opinion.
I agree.
Rhetoric he's using, you know, against judges and everybody else. He wants murder.
I fully agree, but I do see that using, you know, the legal means is. You know, in the eyes of other people, at least the American public, it's a fundamental bedrock.
Oh, taking on Trump has to be done entirely within the law. Absolutely.
Right, right. And so if they're using the law to break the law, you know, it becomes a conundrum in itself, and then it breaks down the moral, you know, fabric of our, society.
Yeah, but just consider the scenario. I mean, you know, let's say in California right now, it's illegal for ICE to be masked. It's against the law.
Right.
And yet they're still doing it. So let's say that Gavin Newsom goes in and he arrests a couple of ICE officers. And then Trump comes in and says, you can't do that. And he orders the rest of the ICE people to turn their guns on the Los Angeles police or on the California Highway Patrol police. And then
that would be a law. That would be breaking law in itself.
But then you've got basically the federal government at war, physical war, shooting war, with a state government. And that's kind of the definition of a civil war.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, that would open up enough people's eyes, like, you know, court justices to stop it. You know, I mean, hopefully.
I don't know. I think Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas would be cheering Trump on.
Yeah, it's sad that they, you know. Have no recognition of the Constitution.
This is how close we are to something that could be extraordinarily destructive to this country. It could be the end of our 250-year experiment. Jared, thanks for the call. Right. Thanks for thought-provoking stuff. Thank you. Tom in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, it's been bugging me, that whole thing with Kristi Noem using the bathroom in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
That thing was as phony and staged as anything you could imagine. It was like out of Pravda or North Korea with Dear Leader. I mean, who takes a film crew, a guy being a narrator, someone being a reporter in an entourage when you're stopping to use a bathroom.
Christy Noem does.
I mean, yeah, that they knew the answer to that was going to be no.
It's the old Ted Cruz joke. You know, the most dangerous place in America is between a camera crew and Christy Noem.
Yeah, the whole thing was as phony as can be. I mean, yeah.
Well, expect her to do some kind of stunt like that here today in Portland as well. She's looking. Yeah, they're looking for confrontation. They're trying to gin up conflict.
Yeah, the thing was it was produced by a guy called Benny Johnson, and he's with Breitbart and
I know.
Tucker Carlson, all this right wing stuff, and it irritates me that it got played on conservative media about poor Christy Noem was denied things because by Pritzker.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Like, she blamed the governor for not being able to use a restroom in a building in Chicago.
Right. In a closed building.
How bizarre is that?
Yeah. Yeah. No, fascists have to play victim. It's the key. I mean, Mein Kampf, the entire book was, we're such victims of the Jews, of the communists, of the immigrants, principally the Roma. They've got to be, they have to be victims. This, and so Christy Noem, she's going to come to town. She's going to figure out some way to be, a pathetic victim or, the giant overlord.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We're going to get tough on Portland here. Yeah. Got any puppies? We'll be right back. If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes, and that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple, so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each KnockBox comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the KnockBox now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's theknockbox.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M-16, to save 16%. Theknockbox.com, promo code TOM16. Get organized and safe.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
On Friday, the Newman Catholic High School football team wraps up the regular season and looks to secure a playoff spot at Tri-County. Hear the game live from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. The game will also air on a tape delay basis following the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO. Newman Catholic High School football is brought to you by the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, Sun Printing, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Rocket Industrial and the Wausau Business Show, and the Cloverbelt Credit Union. It's Newman Catholic High School football at Tri-County, Friday night, live from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app, and on tape delay following the West game on 98.9 WXCO.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now, which is why I partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Just go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom.
A wicked little plan, a paper bag of dog poop.
51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Cliff in Santa Clarita. Hey, Cliff, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. Hey, I'm wondering if you're getting enough sleep, brother.
Why is that?
I mean, doing your show, doing other people's shows, reading books, writing books, you know.
Yeah,
hope you're getting enough sleep.
I'm doing good, Cliff. I'm doing fine.
Okay. All right. Two things real quick, Tom. Who's keeping track of all this reckless spending? Is anybody keeping track? Because I never hear about it in the
Which
news.
Particular how reckless spending are you talking up, about?
How much are they running up our national debt? He's spending just billions and trillions everywhere. Between his first term
Trump
and
added
this term,
$7 trillion to the national debt in his last term, and he'll probably add that much this time.
Right. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's totally insane and unsustainable.
Yep.
Nobody talks about it in the news.
Well, you know, I've been ranting about this ever since I started the show 23 years ago, Cliff. I've been going on and on about this. This is the two Santa Claus strategy.
I've been listening.
You know, when you've got Republicans in office, you give massive tax cuts and you run up the debt as fast and as far as you can. And when a Democrat comes into office, you yell and scream about the national debt and force them to cut spending.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just this is a scheme that they have been. This is a huge con that the GOP has been running since 1981. When Ronald Reagan was sworn into office, our national debt was not even $1 trillion. It had gone from 130% of GDP at the end of World War II down to virtually nothing. And Reagan started this two Santa Claus scam. And by the end of 8 years of Reagan, the national debt was $2.7 trillion. He started it, you know, with these massive tax cuts for billionaires.
There's no end in sight the way they're going.
No.
And one more thing, Tom, this widespread corruption that's everywhere in this administration, having lobbyists from big agriculture being installed at the EPA. You know, they're still trying to debate whether Roundup, you know, glyphosate, They're still trying to debate whether it's cancer-causing or carcinogenic, which we all know it is after years and years of all the information.
Well, there's been lawsuits. I mean, there's a massive class-action lawsuit against them for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but Bob Kennedy, you know, he came into office saying he was going to do something about glyphosate and all this other stuff and all these pesticides, and then he publishes this report, what, 3 weeks ago, I think it was, that says, well, we're just going to have to think about this for a couple of years because, you know, the lobbyists are giving a lot of money to the Republicans. Cliff, thanks for the call. Spot on. Thank you. Ann in Trinity, Florida. Hey, Ann, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thank you very much for taking my call. I was calling because kind of from what you were saying at the start of the program, and Republicans repeatedly claiming that Dems are soft on crime and support criminals. And I've kind of got two examples. One would be Scott Jenkins. He was a sheriff in a very small town that, as the world is very small, I lived in growing up during elementary school. And he was a sheriff from 2012 to 2023. He was indicted in June of 2023 for conspiracy, honest services, mail and wire fraud, and bribery. Mm-hmm. After taking $75,000 in bribes and giving some auxiliary deputies sheriff's badges.
Wow.
And prior to him, so he was sentenced to 10 years, and he was supposed to start serving in May, and of course, Trump taking office prior to that, before he stepped in to serve any of his sentence, Trump pardoned him.
Of course.
My other example would be that...
Any idea how much money he gave to Trump in exchange for that pardon?
I don't know, but I do know that he appeared at a White House event in 2018.
Yeah, him and Rudy were selling those pardons for $2 million a pop back in the day. Or at least that's what Rudy claimed.
I don't know that this guy from Culpeper would have that kind of funds, but but again, he's law enforcement and he's willing to give random people badges.
Yeah.
And then the other example that I would give would be that back in November, we had a choice between an adjudicated rapist and a 34-time felon who was out on bail for other felonies versus a prosecutor who puts rapist, felons, and pedophiles in jail. We chose one. They chose the other. And so at this point, it really should be, which of our laws is Trump not breaking?
It's a good question. That's a good question. And thank you. That was great. Rennie in Long Beach, California. Hey, Rennie, what's up?
Oh, not much, Tom. I'm really appreciate talking to you. I want to let your listeners know that Medicare, regular Medicare, is still on the website, but it's difficult to find.
Mm.
When I was trying to find it, when it said plans, it only had Medicare Advantage plans, and that's it. Didn't give you a choice.
Really?
And so, just like you said in the past. But if you scroll through all the Medicare Advantage plans, which is about 8 pages worth, the very last entry is titled Original Medicare.
Wow.
And that's the one you want.
Wow. So, you know, Dr. Oz, the guy who's in charge of this now, he's in charge of Medicare, has a long history of shilling for Medicare Advantage programs. So one wonders, you know, whose palms are being greased here. Rennie, thanks for the heads up on that. I had no idea. That's mind-boggling. And it's got to be really tough for people who are just, you know, turning 65 and not, you know, well-educated and not well-informed about all this. Rennie, thank you. That was brilliant. Stick around. We'll be back on the other side of the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work or hope the doctor will see you this month or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's
urgentcarekit.com/Tom and use that promo code.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arena Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Flight delays are stacking up because of staff shortages sparked by the federal government shutdown. Thousands of flyers coming to grips with it.
They are, in essence, the same as firefighters, police. They're serving the public, and public lives are at stake.
Attorney General Bondi says National Guard troops are headed to Chicago. She defends efforts elsewhere.
Our federal surges in Washington, D.C. and Memphis are a perfect example of how the Department of Justice should operate.
The Supreme Court heard arguments today on Colorado's law banning conversion therapy for minors. Political scientist Marcy Hamilton.
If this court finds in favor of the religious arguments, they're literally opening the door to saying therapists could use their own religious faith to